Hi, I'm Dr. Felicia Mevin, and this is Health Services Unplugged. For this episode, I tried something new. Live webcasting from Academy Health's 2015 annual research meeting, otherwise known as the ARM. I sat at a table on the second floor of the convention center in Minneapolis and invited attendees to sit and chat about their training, research interests, career insights, and of course, their ARM experience. Listen to these clips from that webcast and meet some of our awesome colleagues and students who are passionate about health services and policy and public health and research and helping people.
I invited my colleague, Dana.
Yeah, it's funny because you say first names and you don't remember last names, but Dana Collins from Academy Health to join us. So Dana, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and trainings first?
Sure. So I actually come from a policy background. My graduate work was in food policy and agriculture policy.
Okay.
And then I got roped into healthcare when I moved back to the United States. I was abroad for a while and working in a rural community. And then I went to work for a biotech company, working on a biomarker for sepsis. And I had a career that kind of took me through some smaller and larger organizations, mostly working on in industry.
In biotech,
and then eventually into device development, diagnostics, this kind of thing. And so I was eventually started consulting in the U.S., but a lot of Western European countries that were bringing devices or bringing technologies to the United States and helping them assess market access and strategy. And so I joined Academy Health. I worked with the Electronic Data Methods Forum as their product manager. As their project manager. And so what I'm working with them on is very similar strategy and kind of marketing the concepts behind electronic data.
Okay. Cool. So how long have you been a member of Academy Health?
So,
Have you been a professional member?
I've never been a member of Academy Health.
Oh, okay, never mind. We'll cut that
part out. I guess I might be a member now.
Of course you are.
Because I'm here, right? So, that's good. So, I joined Academy Health 2 months ago. Almost 3 months ago.
I know, right? It's going by really
fast.
Yeah,
it does. Somebody was saying every week at Academy Health is like a year. Like, you learn so much, you're so...
But not in a bad way.
Not in a bad way. You learn a lot. So this is my first ARM. And I'm really enjoying it. Very interesting. A lot of interesting sessions. Mm-hmm. A lot of interesting people.
Well, and even for Academy Health staff, it's good to do the networking. You just see face-to-face people that you're working with in distant locations and things like that.
Well, a lot of my job, too, is working with the stakeholders of the EDM Forum. So we have a steering committee, we have key advisors, and a lot of them are service speakers for some of the sessions that are here. And since I'm so new to the program, I work with them on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, updating meetings on what it is that the forum is doing. But I've not met them face-to-face. So this is a lot of opportunity for me to get to know them.
Yeah, cool. Well, thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Nice to talk with you.
And the EDM Forum has a Twitter handle, right?
Yes, EDM Forum.
At EDM Forum.
Yeah, and also, I should probably plug the next meeting, which is Concordia, in September.
Ta-da.
I'll be Concordia.
So where would they go on the Academy Health website to find that?
You can actually... It's off the EDM Forum. Concordium has its own site, so if you Google Concordium, you'll go directly to Concordium. You can get it from the Academy Health site, but you can also get it from the EDM Forum.
So thank you for joining us.
Sure.
So why don't you introduce yourself first, like sort of where you work and a little bit about your training and background.
Well, my name is Terry Fritzma, and I work, I'm from here, from St. Paul.
Okay.
And I work for the Minnesota Department of Health. The Office of Rural Health and Primary Care.
And do you know people at Shepson or UNC?
Yep. I mean, I certainly know of them, yes.
Of them. Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
My small work unit focuses pretty much exclusively on healthcare workforce issues.
Okay.
And so we, it's our charge legislatively, it was legislatively mandated to survey all of the licensed healthcare professionals in the state. So when they renew their licenses, they also have a survey from us, from the Department of Health, where they tell us about their, a little bit about themselves, their workforce, where they work, their future plans. And so from that, we use estimates of all sorts of things and provide all kinds of data to different stakeholders.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a rich data source. I mean,
yeah.
That sounds great. Is that something that other states do, or is that something?
I think most states do it in some form or another. Sometimes it's connected to a university. Sometimes it's connected to the public health, like us.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And so what's your background? Like, how did you kind of get there?
Well, my background is I have a doctorate in sociology, actually,
okay.
And then from there, I've actually worked in the state of Minnesota as a labor market economist for many years.
Okay.
Before moving over to the Department of Health and focusing exclusively on healthcare workforce, which is incredibly more complicated and fascinating than any other kind of workforce.
I see.
I mean, it's all, as
I can
you
see that.
Know, it's all, I mean,
right.
Everything that healthcare providers do is within this interesting, broader context and has a social justice angle.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just incredibly fascinating and fun. Yeah.
Okay, so great. So did you grow up in this area, or did you come here
from
I grew up in
Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
and then I've been all over the Midwest and went to grad school in Iowa. University of Iowa Hawkeyes.
Well, you're my second one.
Oh, really?
That's awesome. Yes. It's amazing. But you're my first person from the health department, so that's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Okay, so we covered that. So have you been to many Academy Health Arms, or is this?
This is my first one.
We were just I have managed to attract a lot of first timers.
Is that right?
And I've just done what I did. I just randomly walked over to some people who look pretty nice, like they would be nice to me, and asked them if they would come over. Yes, that's fascinating.
Yeah. Well, we're just really fortunate that it's here this year.
Right.
I don't know that, and I have two other colleagues from my unit attending as well. I haven't actually bumped into them yet.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's great.
So.
But yeah, no, I was sort of part of what we also talk about is we're hoping to reach students and people who are relatively early career. So we're talking about sort of what do you do at ARMS, and I said one of the advantages of coming to joining an organization and attending the meetings is you get to go to different parts of the country and experience that. And then when it's local, you also get a local flavor in several ways, right? So you can go out and enjoy the city, but then you also get to meet people who you might not necessarily get to meet because it's local to them.
Yeah.
And so here you have someone from the health department. That's
great. Yes, exactly. And I will say that to folks that are visiting Minnesota right now, it's a good time to be here. You don't want to be here in January. It's terrible.
Oh, so. Come on now.
Unless you like cutting holes in ice and catching fish that way.
Wow. But it's manageable, obviously, because you're here, right?
People do stay here, but we really look forward to the summers here.
Oh, sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, so. I can see why. And also, I mean, you can see it. When I walk down the sidewalks, I'm always wondering, are they at the conference? Are they not at the conference? Because you do get a sense that people are like out and about, you know, enjoying this weather.
Yeah.
As an advice for, well, no, first tell us about a session that you've been to here that you thought was particularly interesting.
Well, I attended the QCA, the Qualitative Comparative Session, yesterday morning, and I really, and recommended that our, that we have an intern in our office and recommended that she go as well, because I think it's really important for folks to be exposed to these different methods of how to conduct research. Not everybody can collect quantitative data and do regressions and that kind of thing. So, and the questions are so complicated that they lend themselves to different methods.
Right.
So that was a great session. I appreciated that a lot.
Yeah, so you can actually get, like, without having to read a journal article or whatever, you can get some exposure to some of the trends and what's happening in that area, in that way.
Yeah, and I think learning about research methods, you kind of need, I didn't grow up going to college online, I sat in a classroom, I always feel like that's how people really learn best from other people. So it's nice to have a session where you can sit and learn from
and see
folks that are teaching it.
Is there anything else you want to share about Minnesota or what you do?
There is something that I want to share. So I also went to another session about disseminating. When you said dissemination, that reminded me about disseminating research. And and I noticed, I mean, some of the research topics were focused on kind of how to use Twitter and how to use social media to get the word out about these, you know, high quality academic studies. And mm-hmm. I wanted to say, but I was a little too shy to say at the end of the session, that public health departments and folks like me, mm-hmm. you know, we work directly with policymakers. Our, you know, right. the director in our office okay. is at the legislature constantly, and right. so, and we do impact policy. So there lots of us, you know, came up through academia and understand that work. And so I would definitely want to encourage folks that are, you know, academics that are mm-hmm. doing this work to reach out to health departments.
To the health departments.
Yes. And we would do the same. Absolutely. We're always looking. We're always scanning the academic research to see what.
You know, that's really interesting because people, when they, especially when they do policy work, so my PhD is in health policy, and my discipline training is political science, so uh-huh. I have taught and done work on policy development and that type of thing. And we do tend to go to staffers. Mm-hmm. You know, we know that we think about the other departments as a gateway
right.
to,
right.
and you're right, it's like we speak each other's language
we
on
do.
The research side, and so then you could be a great group. See, you learn. I learned something here. That's awesome.
Yeah.
See, and so then to extend the point of the sessions, do you think a lot of health department people are on social media? Do you get your information that way, or is
well,
it really better to get you in person? Or
it's
you
funny
know,
because so I will disclose. I'm 44, so I'm not on Twitter.
Okay.
But I was in our director's office just the other day, my boss,
uh-huh.
and he said something about Twitter, and I said, "You're on Twitter?" Now he's, you know, he's older than 44.
We won't. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
he's
good.
Older than 44.
That's good.
Yeah, I don't know how old he is, but I know it's not 44.
I'm older than 44.
So
and
said,
I'm on Twitter, but
you are.
But I'm a communications person.
Oh
so,
yeah. So I said, "You're on Twitter," and he said, "Oh, I have to be." So
right.
I do, I actually
yeah.
do think that for a lot of folks, it's their job.
It's something. But,
yeah.
again, he might be on Twitter pushing, but I'm not sure if he's, does he look at Twitter to see what's being discussed? Maybe not.
In his
That's
case,
different.
I think, in his case, I bet
he
does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I bet he does.
Because
yep.
this day and age, you don't want to get caught not knowing that something is generating buzz somewhere.
Exactly.
So when somebody asks you about it, you have no idea.
Exactly.
You know? So
exactly.
I could sort of see that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
then you get to, I was talking with someone, part of the challenge is, I think I was talking to somebody about this, and I was like, part of the challenge is, we haven't all gotten together to say, okay, we're going to use this hashtag to capture
yeah.
this. So as even following public health,
yeah.
there's a PUB health, pub health, and then there's a public health. And then obviously around all the topics that we do, there are different hashtags. And so it would be really difficult for someone to try to cover even what's just at this conference
yeah.
in terms of the topics.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a real challenge.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of be following all of them. Or I'm sure some topics are so important.
They
start
to trend, but the problem
yeah.
is if you look at the trends, you'll see the top 10 or whatever, and I guess you can go places and see further down the list. They're hardly ever public health topic. So it might be ACA or healthcare reform because that's such a big topic.
Yeah.
But you're not going to find health disparities. Here, challenge, folks. Let's see if we can get hashtag health disparities trending, right? I mean, that, you know, it would take a concerted effort,
mm-hmm.
In part because it's a broad topic, and as other people have talked about, like, what is disparity and what does that mean? I mean, there are lots of challenges to
mm-hmm.
getting something like that up the agenda.
Right.
But we could do it, I think, if we had a real campaign.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you kicked off a campaign.
Let's do it.
Health
disparities, hashtag health disparities.
We'll see. Yeah.
But, so now are you going to think about getting onto Twitter?
Getting what?
Onto Twitter? Are you going to, have you thought about it?
I haven't.
I will say it can be a bit time consuming if you really do it, so.
But I would absolutely, I mean, since my boss is on Twitter, I feel like our office is covered.
Are you, okay, that's where you're around. Okay.
Yeah. But I would absolutely love to connect with folks that are studying these topics.
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
The cutting edge work on disparities, workforce
sure.
issues, I mean,
oh,
all
sure.
of this stuff. So,
right.
So it would be great to have stronger partnerships with
attend the conference. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do that if you're in a doubt.
Yeah.
Oh, do you belong to an interest group at a Academy Hill? So maybe that would be good. They have a disparities interest group, and so that's kind of a way you can keep up with some of that.
Yeah.
If you're not on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Well, thank you so much for letting me whip you into this. I really appreciate it. That was great.
Great. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks again to all the 2015 Academy Health Annual Research Meeting webcast guests. And thanks to you for listening in. You can join in with your comments and other feedback and find links to more about these guests at healthservicesunplugged.info. Health Services Unplugged is presented by Academy Health with support from Kaiser Permanente and produced by me, Dr. Felicia Mebbin, and executive producer, Dr. Imani Cheers, with music by Dr. Cheryl Mebbin. You can learn more about this project and the rest of Academy Health at academyhealth.org.